Workbook, page 38. Listening practice 4. The Fat Duck Restaurant. You are going to hear a radio interview about an unusual restaurant. Listen and choose the correct answer.
Hello and welcome to What's Cooking. Today we're going to talk about the Fat Duck Restaurant in Bray, a town outside London. The Fat Duck has been named the best restaurant in the world. Quite an honour for any restaurant. Our food editor Lynn Barry was there to try the menu and interview the Fat Duck's owner, who is also its chef, Heston Blumenthal. What was your first impression, Lynn?
Well, Blumenthal himself doesn't look like or act like a superstar. He's a bit short, going bald, and very nice. In fact, he's quite shy. The place itself is a simple cottage, and inside it's elegant, but not all that impressive. You think you're in a rather ordinary restaurant. Until you see the menu, that is.
Yes, then you know you're somewhere unique, somewhere weird and wonderful. Is that right, Lynn?
Certainly. Especially when you see such dishes as bacon and egg ice cream or cauliflower with chocolate.
So it's true about his famous strange combinations.
Oh, yes. But that's not all. When you sit down to eat, he brings you a pair of headphones. Blumenthal says that the eating experience should include all the senses, hearing as well. These headphones amplify the sound of your own crunching and chewing, so you actually hear yourself eating very loudly.
How did it feel?
It was sort of fun, actually. The children at the restaurant especially seemed to like it.
Lynn, what chef did Blumenthal study with?
No chef at all. He worked in a restaurant kitchen for exactly 1 week and then he left. He has taught himself everything he knows, mainly from cookbooks.
Amazing. A self-taught cook. Was he always mad about cooking?
No. It all started when he was 16 and he and his family were on holiday abroad for the first time in France. They booked a table for lunch at a famous restaurant, and this was an amazing experience for the whole family after the ordinary food they were used to in England. Blumenthal was absolutely fascinated by the delicious meal and by the elegant way it was served. From that moment on, he was completely obsessed with gastronomy.
But he didn't always work as a chef, from what I understand.
No, he did all sorts of other work for years and years and didn't make much money. And whatever money he brought in, he would spend everything on meals in restaurants. His friends thought he was insane. He even sold his car so he could pay for trips to restaurants in France.
Sounds like he was really serious about cooking.
Of course he was. All that time, he was practicing cooking and reading cookbooks. Finally, in 1995, he and his wife sold their house and used the money to open the Fat Duck. He was lucky that his wife was very supportive. She shared his dream, you see. It wasn't easy selling their home and moving into his parents' house in order to open the restaurant.
Which I should add has been a phenomenal success. Lynn, did you ask him about those strange food combinations?
Yes. You see, Blumenthal bases his cooking on science. He believes in investigating what happens chemically to food while it is being cooked. And he uses this knowledge in order to make food taste better.
So he thinks of the kitchen as a sort of laboratory.
Not only that, he has opened his own research kitchen. One of the things he does there is all sorts of experiments with combining flavors.
But how does he decide which combinations will taste good?
Ah, that's the science of it. He looks up the chemical components of each flavor. He says that foods with similar chemical components will work well together. This is true for our classical food combinations, like fish and chips or strawberries and cream.
Aha, that makes sense.
So if he discovers that, say, salmon and licorice have got common components, he'll try putting them together. But you know, he also uses science for other aspects of cooking.
Like what?
Like improving techniques. In order to cook food in the best way, so it will taste as good as possible. For example, he doesn't cook meat in the traditional way for an hour or two at 100 degrees. His meat is placed in a pan that is in another pan of water and cooked at exactly 58 degrees for up to 60 hours.
Did you try any meat there?
Yes, I had duck and it was absolutely delicious.
I understand that Blumenthal is now involved with some schools.
Yes, he's written a new school program. It's called Kitchen Chemistry.
Interesting name. What's it all about?
Well, his idea is to teach chemistry by relating it to something real. Kids see cooking at home, and it's part of their lives. And there are so many chemicals and processes involved in it.
Sounds like it should make science more fun. Lynn, did Blumenthal tell you any secrets about what he plans to add to his menu in the future?
Yes, his newest project is an ice cream that tastes of three different flavours, but not at the same time, one after another.
I'd like to try that. I'm going to book a table at the Fat Duck.
Oh, good luck. You'll have to book well in advance.
Thanks very much, Lynn.